Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend weather forecast for our listening area from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, widespread frost did occur overnight with temperatures going below 30 degrees in some spots. Today we can expect partly sunny conditions with a high near 48 degrees. Tonight widespread frost, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 29 and a calm wind. Saturday, widespread frost, mainly before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 51. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. And on Sunday, a slight chance of rain and possibly snow showers before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 50. And in the news, in our weekly COVID-19 update, the number of Wisconsin counties where the spread of the COVID-19 virus is considered critically high dropped from 16 to 8 in state health officials' weekly update. The virus's spread is still labeled very high in 63 counties, up from 65 last week. Statewide, the DHS reported 2,066 new cases were confirmed. In the latest results reported on Thursday, a total of 26 deaths were added to COVID-19's toll on the state, with the DHS reporting 22 of these happening in the last 30 days. Another 142 people were hospitalized for COVID treatment since the last state report. The White House announced plans for getting reduced doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 to vaccinators across the country if the vaccine gets regulators' approval. Wisconsin health officials report in the past 20 months of the pandemic, 1,601 young people under the age of 20 were hospitalized for COVID-19, including 570 children under the age of 10. And only 4 people under the age of 20 have died from the disease, none of them under 10. In Vernon County, the health department reported no new deaths or hospitalizations this past week, but there were 14 new additional cases of the virus reported. The county transmission rate is still set at very high. And in other state news, in a press release we received on Thursday from her congressional office, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, announced more than $176 million in approved congressionally directed spending projects on behalf of public and nonprofit entities across Wisconsin for fiscal year 2022. The two largest spending requests included one directed at the University of Wisconsin Healthcare System, $3 million to develop and deploy ConnectRx Wisconsin, a comprehensive care coordination model intended to build household income and improve health outcomes by integrating healthcare and social services within electronic health records, and to United Way of Wisconsin, $1,121,000 to reconfigure the existing 211 statewide referral infrastructure managed by the United Way with statewide and local partners as an information exchange system to maximize social and mental health care coordination and referrals across Wisconsin. Two more requests earmarked for Western Wisconsin include to the City of La Crosse, $3,730,000 for installation of wellhead treatment for PFAS chemicals, and to CoolieCap, $1 million for a daycare center to provide a centralized hub for individuals who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness to connect with services needed to secure stable housing and self-sufficiency. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.